Oh, ze zeggen dus was Avi Moria kunnen het zo pilgen. Ze zeggen dus was Daniel Senebas. Ze zo fout. Okay, so we begin now the second shir in Yonah So the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Beis Torah Shab Simlai. La'ola misar der adam shivchol shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achakach yispal. There was, so the proper order of Tila is first to say Divrei Shevach like we do in Shemona Esrei. We say the first three brachas are Divrei Shevach. Magen Avraham, Chai HaMesim, Tagibor, you know, Atokadosh. And then we have Achakach Yispalo. And then we ask for Akashas. And then we'll see then in this Hodah afterwards. But so Darash of Simlon, Olam Yisoder, Adam Shivcha, Shal Rashbarach, Achakach Yispalo, Mal Moshe, Tachsiv, Eispchanan, El Shem, Eisahi. Tachsiv, Hashem, Lokim, Atachi, Losa, Laharos, Es, Avdecha, Es, Kod, Lachov, Es, Yodcha, Chazaka. Hashem Miel, Hashemayim Vars, Hashem Yasech, Masech, Vurasech. So that's the Veshevach. Uksiv Basrei, Emra Nave, Ere, Es Aretz HaTova. And then it says he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. So then you have the Bakasha. So the Shaila is that a part of the Chiyuv of the definition of Tefillah? So of Tefillah, you have to have Shavach and Bakasha and maybe Hodah or not. Keldar Rafan Allah. Right, so in other words, Rav Yosef Mill is asking, but we don't always see that. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispal for Miriam, he said, Kel Rafan Allah. You could say Kel is Shevach, because Kel means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yochel. So you could say that that's also Shevach. The word Kel itself is Shevach. But that's what the simple reading is that La'olam, that this is the way, the proper way of having a tefillah is Yisader Adam Shivchal, and then you should have. On page 2 of Lamadal Ramanals, Amrav Yehuda Olam Al Yishal Adam Tzrachov, Lo B'Shalosh Rishonos, Lo B'Shalosh Achronos, Ela B'Emtzios. That the Bakashas Tzrachim is in the middle. Tamar Chanin Rishonos Doma Le'Evet Shemsade Shevach L'Fnei Rabo. The first three brachas are compared to an Evet who sang Shevach to his Master, and Tzios, the middle 13, Doma Le'evish Vakish Praspi Rabo, he's asking for some type of reward, some type of Bakasha. Achronos Doma Le'evish Kibel Praspi Rabo, Viniftar Vaholachlo. In other words, he's parting ways, and presumably he's thanking the Master, etc. So we have these ideas that Tefillah has to have these three components. Of Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah. And in the Sifrei, on page 3, in Parsha Zosa Bracha, it says, Vayomah Hashem Misinai Bav Zorach Miseir, Magir HaKosov, in Zosa Bracha, Shepasach Moshe, Lo Pasach Lo Tzarchim, Shal Yisrael Tekila, Ad Shepasach Mishvacho Shal Macho. That he doesn't speak about the Shevach of the He doesn't say the Tzrachim until he speaks about the Shevach of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then if you look on page 4, in the third line, he says, Af Moshe Rabbeinu lo pasach b'tzorchan shel Yisrael et shepasach revealed to us at Har Sinai. And the Chakach Pasach Mitzrochen Shel Yisrael Shalemar Vehi Bishur Melech. That my friend Rav Moshe Shapiro said to me that that is a Bakasha. That that Hashem should be the melech of ours. V'chazav v'chazav v'shvachu shal mokum sh'nemar ein kakel yishurin. There's no one like HaKadosh Baruch. So it's either a shevach. Say you're just asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, you vakesh something from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Would that be a lack of fulfilling? In other words, if you assume like the Rambam Shita is that the tefillah is deraisa, right? The daven once a day is a deraisa. So in Ramban we said it's not so. Tefillah is either a chesed, or a Hashem will answer, but there's no chiyuv to have tefillah, only based sara according to one day in the Ramban. But not. So the Or Sameach. Well, there is a Tosefta. There is a Tosefta, another Makor. And the Tosefta says, Hallel Neshevach Utfila Ma'akva Zo. That Hallel and Shevach and Tfilah. So what does that mean? So some learn it means Hallel means Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hallel the Shevach. Yeah, so what is Hallel the Shevach with Tfilah? Hallel could be thank you. So it was Shevach is the Mevakash Shevach, Tefillah is the Bakashas, and Hallel could be.
That doesn't. You're thanking first, though?
Yeah, so it seems to be out of order, you think.
Yeah.
So let's look in the Or Sameach. It says the Or Sameach Simcha, the Or Sameach on page 7. Before the Sifrei, Parshas. Bracha, Zosa Bracha, Shemosh lo posach utachan shal Yisrael, shepasach mishvacha shal mochem. Utachan shal Yisrael, v'chachas siya mishvacha shal mochem. V'chein David, v'chein Shlomo. V'chein tignor sheknes, and you do. V'chachem utachan shal Yisrael, v'sum v'ispa hodo. He says, that's pshan in the Tosefta in Menachas. Hallel, Ma'avin zezeh. Hallel, who barosh atfilah. That's the praising HaKadosh. Hallel means the praise. V'shevach, utfilah. Hallel, barosh atfilah. Shevach, utsof atfilah. Shehu hoda. Utfilah is the bakasha. Shashlosha elu, Ma'avin zezeh. V'lachain. Lama Rabbeinu mea Tosefta. Oh, wow! Look who's here. So maybe this is a source that you need three components to tefillah. And if you don't have three components, would you say it's like? If you don't have all the dalet minim for a lulav, then you're not yotze the mitzvah. So if you assume that there's a chiv to daven, maybe you have to have the three components.
All or nothing.
Maybe it's all or nothing.
Forgive my ignorance. What's
please.
Can we ask him like a trifecta?
Oh, that's a good question. So the thing is, let's look in the Rambam. Yeah, we'll look for a second page 13 in the Rambam. He says, Mitzvah's essay was followed by Chol Yom. The Rambam says, the Mitzvah's essay to daven every day. Shanem Avatim Hashem Elokechem. Good. Base. Afika noshim v'avodim chayovim b'tfila, sheiv mitzvah tesei shalozo hazman gromo. Elchiv mitzvah zu kachu sheyihei odom mischanein v'mispalol b'chol yom. Page 13, Harav. Page 13, it says that you should mischanein v'mispalol b'chol yom magit shvachol shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'kachach shal tzrachav to talk them about Kasha with Tina, Bakaka no sin Shevro Dollar Shem. So that's what the Rambam says. So the Orsa Meach was just trying to force for the Rambam. So one of the sources he found was this Tosefta. The Tosefta says that that the Halal and the Shevach and the Tfilah, Ma'achvin Zedzeh, that means you need the three components. And if, and one could say that if you don't have all three components, it's like you're missing, and you're not yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah. Again, according to this is the Rambam speaking. The Rambam was the one who was machadish that there's a mitzvah of tefillah. Not everyone necessarily holds this as a mitzvah of tefillah, but the Rambam says it's a mitzvah of tefillah. So, and he's the one who says the mitzvah of tefillah has these components. So the Mefarshim try to find. You have this Gemara in Brachas, another Gemara in Brachas, and you have the Sifrei, and you have the Tosefta. I mean, not everyone learns the Tosefta the way the Orsa Meach learns. The Orsa Meach learns that Tosefta means, that means a Shevach and Hodah Bakasha. The Marsham on page 9, he says a different pshat in the Tosefta. He says hallow means hallow. When we say hallow, like a yontif, a Shabbos, on he says like this. Mashakosuk, the page 9 on the right column. Mashakosuk wrote Garoso Aroma. Shemafsikim made tefillah hallow b'sichem b'teila. Well, why do we say Kaddish to Kabbal after Halal? He says he found something in the Tosefta. Tefillah and Halal makin. That means that Hare lo yotzu yudei cholos tefillah at she'omru gam Halal. In other words, that's why you say Kaddish Tiskabel only after Halal, because Halal is part of Tefillah. Halal is part of Tefillah. Joe. Two Joes. Okay, it's good to see you. Wow, we haven't good to see you. So he says that Halal is part of Tefillah. So therefore, Kaddish Tiskabel is after. Therefore, you can't say Kaddish Tiskabel before Halal. Same when you have the Halal Sholem on Yom Tov, Hanukkah. And you shouldn't be mafsik. But then I have to say, "Bavadei tzadku kideri kavod rosso." The also lahafsik, but masha inu tzorach atfila. Because you're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik. Oh, something that's not tzorach atfila. So, but this is a different pshat. This is a different pshat than the Orsa Meach. Orsa Meach learned that it means it's referring to the Shmon Esrei, the three parts of the Shmon Esrei. But the Marsham learns that Halal is very Halal. And it's Makiv Zed Zed's part of Tefillah. So that, and that's why the Marsham explains why we say Kaddish Tiskabel only after Halal. Because Halal is part of Tefillah. Whereas the more Halal means the first three brachas of Shmon Esrei. And that's what Halal is. And there are some Meach learns Halal means Halal Kipshuto. So the two different pshatim of what it is. So the Or Samech learns his pshat and says maybe that could be a makor for the Rambam. That the Rambam says when you're davening Shmot Esrei, you have to have the three components of Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah in order to be yotzi the mitzvah of tefillah. And Moshe says like the Or Samech as well against the Marshal. Because Hallel, he says it's not mistaber that Hallel means Hallel, the Hallel that we say. But because the Tosefta says Hallel tefillah ma'achu zed zeh. So it's a little bit difficult to say it's the Hallel because the mitzvah of Hallel you could say the whole day. Zman kol hayom. Tefillah is only, you know, a dal shos. So it's okay, but that's
like a Mara and Russell,
you
know, oscillated each to the end. Yeah. And we say that before Tefillah, right?
Yeah. Right, the question is that what is that? Then you have to say what? That the Psuke de Zimra. Psuke de
Zimra.
Maybe.
That would mean that if you don't know Hallel by heart, you don't remember the Hallel, then you should say Shmo Esrei. I also.
Oh, you mean if you, in other words, if you didn't have Hallel. So if you say that's the pshat like the Marsham, if you didn't say Hallel, then it's Makiv the Shmo Esrei. That's a good horror, I would say. According to Marsham's pshat,
yeah.
That Hallel Tzvila Makiv Zedzeh means the Hallel that we say after David. Interesting. I told you that Or Sameach says Hallel is referring to the first three brachas of Shevach. But the Rambam writes Beferish. That the mitzvah of tefillah is to say, getting back to the Rambam, is the mitzvah of tefillah is on page 13. Mitzvah sasei, ki mitzvah zu, she'odem schanein, uspal b'hoyom, v'magit shvachah shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'chachach shal tzvachav, v'bakasha v'tchina, v'chachach nosei shevach v'hodoy al Hashem, ala tov v'sheishpi al adem. And that's the definition, these three components. Where does he get it from? So the Or Sameach says maybe he gets it from the Tosefta. Maybe he gets it from the Tosefta. Yeah, we have right here.
Thank you.
Oh. But now let's take a look on page 17. So there's an important Magen Avraham. Page 17. As the let's look first in the Shulchan Aruch. Because Simon Kovav Sivbeis says Penashim Vavodim Avol Pishep Tur Mikrishma. Even the Noshim of Vodim of Tur Mikrishma, which is a mitzvah sesei shazman grama, chayavim v'tfila. It's a mitzvah sesei shalo hazman grama, because tfila is not a mitzvah sesei shazman grama, because it's the whole day. So, Mela, Noshim machayavus. So that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the women are Chayev in tefillah because it's a mitzvah essay shalom hazman grom. That you have the whole day. You could be midoraisa. You only have to daven say once a day, and you have the whole day to daven. Oh, so says the Magen Avraham Sifkat Beis mitzvah essay ken cause of a Rambam. The sphere lay the tefillah mitzvah sesei deraisu. The tziv love the b'chol avachim. Ach midaraisa die b'pam achas b'yom. U'v'chol nusach sheyirsa. One time during the day, any nusach, anything you want to say, you speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he writes, so he says, apparently, nogu rov noshim she'ein the time in the Magen Avraham. He says, Rov Noshim don't daven. So what's the heter? That they don't daven. He says, Nogu Rov Noshim Shem Spalus Petmigus. Mishum the Omim Yad Baboka Somach Lebetila Eze Bakasha. Because when they get up in the morning, they say some type of Bakasha. And Midaraisa Daibaza. And that's all you need, Midaraisa. You don't have to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have to say all the thing. And he says that and the Chachamim didn't make any more of a Chiyuv. In other words, he's saying that women are doing this kehalacha. He's melamed tzchus to see if there are other shitas. But this is what the Magen Avraham say. That a woman gets up in the morning, she says some type of supplication to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's good for the whole day. And even Midrabanan, they didn't say, oh, you have to say a full Shemoneh Esrei. Again, I'm not saying everyone agrees to this. We have to see more Shiurim on this topic. But that's Shteit and Magen Avraham. And then Rav Shechter pointed out, and Rav Soloveitcher pointed out also that, but you see, like he's saying different than the Rambam. I mean, you could say that because the Rambam says you need Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah. So you say the women are only saying, Ezetchina, Pashtus is, like Rav Shechter said, like Soloveitcher said, Pashtus is, it's just a Bakasha. You know, it's not saying that they, you know, Pashtus is, they say some type of Bakasha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Midaraisa Daibaze, without even Shevach, like Rav Shechter said, and Rav Soloveitcher said, Midaraisa Daibaze, Ve'efshe Shagam Chachomim Lochivum Yosef. And because Midrash din of Shemoneh Esrei, or even you have to say that the concept that the Rambam says they have to have Shevach, Bakash, and Hodah, maybe that's only din Rabbanu. Maybe that's only din Rabbanu. Yeah, if you say like the Tosefta, Ma'akvim Zoo and Zoo, so. Unless he's Rabban. That's a machoikis. This is in the Ram. But, and that's only assuming that that's the pshat in the Tosefta. So he says, so that's what he says. But that's all they're mechuyif to do. Mikra did. They're all only mechuyif to do is to say one supplication in the morning, and it's good enough. And he says he's melamed tzchus. He says rov noshim she'ein mispalos b'tmini. Yes, mishum the omrim biyad baboker somach l'ratil eize bakasha u'midorai high b'zeh. Okay, so we have to see. We'll have to see if not everyone necessarily agrees with this.
Time period, like I don't know, 100 years later, you know, can a woman say, I don't have to doubt it because the mother says this, but that was like based on what people were doing at the time that he said it.
In other words, he's saying he was trying to be Malamed Tzchus.
Right.
He says the Rov Noshim were not on not Mispalel.
Right.
So maybe there was another Svara why. Maybe we'll see. You know, but that's what he wants to be Malamed Tzchus, to say that the women's Chiyuv is only to say one Bakasha, and that's it. And because the one Bakasha is a Mitzvah Sasei, Ein Hazman Grama. Because you can say that one bakasha anytime during the day. One bakasha. And that's it. You don't have to say Hol Shemoneh Esrei, and you don't have to. But that's a chiddush. Because we'll see. Some say no. And once Chachamim were masakin two tefillos or three tefillos a day, you have to say Hol Shemoneh Esrei. words, he's not only saying that they're not b'chui of midaraisa, he's saying even midaraisa, this is all they have to do. That's a big chiddush. That's all they have to do even midrabbana. In other words, because we know midaraisa, the Rambam says the nusach is not makim, the number of brach is not makim, but then the chachamim went ahead and made three tefillos a day and a whole shmon esrei. Was that only for the men they did that? Maybe it was only for the men they did it. Maybe for women they're not going to do that because that will be a mitzvah sasei shehazman grama midrabbana, that you have to have three tefillos and each tefillah has a certain time for the tefillah. So that's what he means. I'm sure that shekam chachamim lochiv u'biyoseh because if they would be mechayiv yoseh, you could have said they were mechayiv yoseh. Said, they could have been, and you could say that anytime during the day. But he wants to say that maybe even that they weren't Mekhayim. All of you tell them Adam Tzrachov. It'd be the first Gemara that we did. Number two. Let's see what's the lesson. You could say that means that even though it uses the word Adam, and Adam could mean any person, but it's not clear that for sure that he means even women. It just means a man. Okay, let's take a look in the Gemara in Brachas on Chaf Omid Beis, page 18, in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Balkeri Mahar Balibo. So a person had it was a carry come out of him, so he can be maharer, he can think in his mind. Rashi says Kriyashma. Ve'edu b'varach lo l'fanev lo l'chareha. But he doesn't say the bracha before Kriyashma, the bracha after. Ve'al ha-mozon, b'varach l'achorav, he makes brachas ha-mozon. Ve'edu b'varach l'fanev, Rabbi Yehuda om b'varach l'fanev l'achareha. So the Gemara says, right there. So now turn to page 19, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Right, Tefila, the Dovash HaTzibra, Asukim, Bavutanana, Yomid, V'Tefila, V'Netzkar, Shul, Balkeri. The person was davening, and he reminded him, then he remembered that he was a Balkeri. Lo Yafsik, Elo Yikatzer. He shouldn't, in other words, he should be mutkatze the rest of the Shmon Esrei. You can just say each bracha very bekitz, not the whole nusach. Time to ask him, lo ask him, lo ask him. So it's only because he was maskil, but if not, he shouldn't dav. So shani tefila d'leisba malchus shamayim. So tefila doesn't have malchus shamayim, so memela. If you're Balkeri, you don't have to daven so much. What about Birkas Hamazon? Why does he have to say Birkas Hamazon? It also doesn't have Malchus Shemayim. Tanan al Mazon Mavarach Lachara, Vein Mavarach Lufanov. Al Kriyashma Birkas Hamazon Daraisa. Kriyashma Birkas Hamazon is Daraisa, and Tfil is Darabon. So Mamela, Balkeri, they patted him from the Darabonis, but not from the Daraisis. So says it's Slach. Let's look at the Slach. Now, and then there's one more Gemara here on page 19 further down. Was Omer Safik Kar Kriyashma, Safik Lo Karam, Chozi Vikari Kriyashma, Omer Spala. Because if it's a Safik, when he said Kriyashma, so it's a Safik Darais and the Chumra. He has to repeat it. But Safik is Paul, Safik loves Paul. What if he's not sure what he davened about? Rabbi Yochanan says, no. So, he doesn't have to worry. Maybe he davened. So if he davened, there'll be another Shmon Esrei. Halavai, we should daven the whole day. So it says the Tzlach on page 21. Look at the Tzlach. Something is called Haramah Bereshuchas Tfilah, Bechem Besever Mitzvahs, Pasuk, Bechiv HaTfilah, He Mitzvahs Esei Shal Torah. Right, that's the Ramah Shita. Haimu Spal Kol Yom. Aval Nusach HaTfilah, Umispar HaTfilah, Sehmi Drabban, Mitakon Es Ezra. And the Ramban, Basagos, and Sefer Mitzvah, here will Hasig Apsak. And the Ramban, as we saw last week, argued. Mitchil Hikshah, Mi Balkari. He has the Kasha from Balkari. Because Balkari reads Kriyashma, which is the Raisa. From a Mozon and Berkas Amozon, Lachara of the Raisa. But Ainu Mispala, because it's Tfilas Drabbana. That was the Ramban's Kasha. Tfilas Drabbana. So you see Tfilas Drabbana. That's why the Malkari is Potter from Tfila. So how could the Rambam say Tfilas Daraisa? It's against the Gemara. Elu Atam Kriyashma, Berkas Amozon, Daraisa, Tfilas Drabbana. So that's the Ramban's Raya from that Gemara. But he says, the Rambam himself says that you have to daven every day. He says, you don't even have to daven once a day. That's not even true either. Benching. So the Ramban says, that's why he doesn't have to daven, because it's only the Rabbanan. That's the Ramban's right. So comes the Tzlach and wants to give it a defense from this Gemara, not like the Ramban. In other words, to defend the Rambam. The Rambam says tefillah is d'oraisa. So how could the Gemara, but the Gemara says tefillah is d'rabbanan. That's why Balkari doesn't have to daven. But the Gemara says it's d'rabbanan. So what, how is the Rambam going to argue with that? So the Tzlach is going to come now to defend the Rambam. He says, V'ani oimer, v'eiger achochon kohen besugya de Balkari she'enem spal, mitznan ha'yomid betfilah v'nitzka shu Balkari. So what's the lashon of the Gemara? Hayah oimed b'tfilah. In other words, he was in the middle of davening. Why does that say such a madna lashon? Just say, Balkari doesn't daven. Here he's saying, why did he give a scenario that he was oimed b'tfilah? Mitten davening, it happened. Hayah oimed b'tfilah. He remembered that he's a Balkari. Time b'da aschil. Halo aschil, lo yaschil. It's mashma only because he started. So Pashas means he was in the middle of Shmona. So it means he davened everything till now. He davened Kriyashma, Brachas. So he says, that's Pshat. The Rambam says Daraisa, but the Gemara says Tfilas Rabbanan. No. He says, if you already said Kriyashma and Brachas, then Shmona Esrei Tak is only Rabbanan. Because when you say Kriyashma and Brachas, you'd say, you know what I mean? Bakashas there in the davening before you get to Shmon Esrei. So he says, so you say with those bakashas. What? Yeah. Look in Berkus Kriyashma, so many bakashas. But you also you dechovus tefila min haTorah. So kama bakashas over Berkus Kriyashma l'fanah. Have a rabba malaya bakashas tachnunim. Chem lo gadol. Right? Whereas if he already said all these things and he didn't say start the Shmon Esrei yet, so then in a chanami, he shouldn't say Shmon Esrei for the Balkari. Because the Balkari, because Tfilah is only the Rabbanan. The tefillah is only the Rabbanon because you were yotzei the tefillah already. That's the problem. Not like the Rabban said. The Rabban says there's no chiyuv tefillah midaraisa. The Rabban says, the Rambam says, shot in the Gemara that the tefillah is the Rabbanon is because if you got to Shemona Esrei already, then taka the tefillah is only the Rabbanon because you said so many bakashas from before. What? The Ramban holds that no, that the whole thing is only the Rabbanon. So, in other words, you don't have to have any bakashas from that time. You don't need anything. Oh, maybe Be'ez Tzara, Muhammad, the Ramban says, you can mevakesh. The Ramban says it's a chesed. If you mevakesh, Hashem will answer. But there's no chov. It's not like putting on tefillin. You have to put on tefillin every day. You have to shake lulav. If you have to eat matzah. All these minutes, the Rambam says, so you have to daven also, but not necessarily Shmon Esrei, just Bakasha and maybe or Shevach and Bakasha and Hodah. But Mangon Avraham says he thinks that Midaraisa, maybe just Bakasha is enough.
Rabbi Simon, can I ask you?
Yeah. Speak. David Moshe, yeah.
Yes, so doesn't Tefillah come in the place of Karbonos?
Yeah, no.
So then, if Karbonos was a deraisa that had to be done every day, so shouldn't tefillah also be done every day?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's a din deraisa.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't mean it's a din deraisa. So that's how the Ramban used that Gemara that Balkari doesn't have to daven because tefillah is the Rabbanan. That was the Ramban's raya. The Rambam says, and the Slach says it's not such a raya because the Gemara is talking about your omid b'tfila. In other words, you got to Shmon Esrei. So if you got to Shmon Esrei, you would say that the rice already with all the other bakashas that you had already. Etc. Why they give such a case?
Did the Gemara specifically say though that
Davin
is
the
Rabbanon there?
Yes. Tefillah Drabanan. The Gemara says the Tefillah Drabanan. So the Ramban says, the Gemara says Tefillah Drabanan? That's how I vote. Says the Ramban. Tefillah Drabanan.
Should have said his Tefillah is the Rabbanan, you know? Because Tefillah itself is not the Rabbanan. It's only is this guy praying right now is tefillah is the Rabbanan because of where he is in the tefillah. Like the rest of his tefillah is now.
The Ramban said no. Tefillah is the Rabbanan. Tefillah is always the Rabbanan. It's never the. It can be the Raisa. Maybe if you're in Beis Tzara, there's a Muhammad and you're davening for the Muhammad. But there's not a Muhammad. So the Ramban says you don't have to daven.
The way the Gemara words it, it still sounds more like tefillah itself as their bone, regardless of whether you say Shema already or whatever you want.
Yeah, well, that's what the Ramban would say back.
Yeah.
When did Tzlach live? They know the Yehuda. They hate to know the Yehuda. So let's look. But yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I'm not one of them. There are some people that they can't get themselves out of this machlokes. I mean, you were chashev enough to be part of the machlokes. Yeah. Okay, so that's but the Magen Avraham's Kiddush is also. So that's what the Tzvach says. Then let's see weiter on page 21 on the left side. Shuv Heshiva Ramban, Vocha Misha Nenas, for those Spal Shachris, who have Minchen Estabrik in his Spal, or Lo's Spal. say he didn't daven shachris, he had some onus. And then mincha time came, and he doesn't remember if he daven mincha. So what should he do? Okay, lefi divrei harav hayatzurich lachzor lispalo. So according to the Rambam, he has to daven. He doesn't know whether he did it. So he says, no. If you're not sure whether you said Shmon Esrei, but you know you said Kriyashma, and Brochas Kriyashma, so you don't say that. If he doesn't remember, if he didn't say Kriyashma, then he says, okay, I'm also, and then, I mean, you could challenge this whole slach saying that if you hold mitzvah srichas kavana, so then you didn't have kavana when you were davening. When you say brachas kriyashma, were you having the kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah? So I don't know necessarily did you have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah. So if you hold mitzvah srichas kavana, which some poskim hold the mitzvah srichas kavana. So therefore, if you didn't have kavani, you know, this is all the discussion about a man who davens. Man goes to shul Friday night, but his wife doesn't go to shul Friday night. So the shaila is: was he yotze kiddush to be daraisa when he davened shmon esrei? And then if he was, so how does he be motzi his wife when they come home ala kois? Because she'll still have a chiv kiddush be daraisa. And he, so part of the discussion is that maybe in Yochanami he wasn't. Even though he said these things in the Kiddush in Mariv, but he didn't have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah.
But he said Shabbos to her, and she said Shabbos to him, and that was
the Rabbanah. Yeah, you could argue with the whole that whole discussion and say, but there wasn't kavanah that you yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush.
No more or less than when you're davening in Shul.
Right, in the Hanan. So that's probably the most simple answer in the whole discussion, that the man is not yotzei with kiddush and shul. And I recently wrote something. I wanted to say the following, because kiddush, like Rav Shechter points out, the Rama says you have to say something about the chashivas of Shabbos. Oh, so that's the question. Is good Shabbos, saying Shabbos is good? So I had a chiddush like this. I wanted to be
miyashmi. Isn't this Rabbi Akiva Eger's Eitzah?
Rabbi Akiva Eger's Eitzah, yeah. So listen to my Eitzah. This is my Eitzah. This is the Minhag Chabad. I wrote a whole article about this. The Minhag Chabad is when they light Shabbos candles, like say the Hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos Kodesh. Not Shal Hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos. Hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos Kodesh. So what's the pshat? So I thought the pshat is, because if you want to be, for the women, if they want to be Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa, if you hold that the men were already Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa in Shul, so the women have to be Yotzei Kiddush also, be the Raisa, and then when the husband makes Kiddush HaKodesh, it's only the Rabbanan, and even like, so what is the Minhag Chabad? Minhag Chabad is, you light Shabbos candles, Lahadlik Ner, Shalat, Shal Shabbos Kodesh. Not Lahadlik Ner, Shal Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. This way, you'd say the Raisa of Kiddush, because you're Mishabech the Shabbos. Yeah, so that's why I wrote a whole piece of that. Whether you that called me Mishamet, Shana Mimabeh, Shatavu Chacham, and Brachas. So the Rashba says you're allowed to be Misham. As long as you don't change it entirely, you can be Mishamet. You know, the first time I was ever Misada Kedushin, that's the first time I was ever in the Shul. was for my Talmud, Rabbi Ben Skidel's chassid. The first time I was here Friday night for the offer. That's the first time I ever walked into the shul, was for that offer. And I was the Masada Kedushin for the Chasana. And the Brach Achrisa was the rabbi from Philadelphia, Rabbi Gabai, Avram Gabai. So he said the minhag of the Sfarim, Sameh Chosan, Imakala, Umatzliach. That was the first time I heard it at that Chasana. So that's a whole discussion. Is that, are you allowed to do that? Because you're adding a word. So I wrote a whole piece on that. But all these examples of the Shabbos Kodesh and Umatzliach. Okay, halavai, should be Matzliach. You're adding.
The voice of Gloria.
That's the deal.
Yeah. He said the problem that
you
don't, if that it gets around,
is
that otherwise it's
derabanan for the man,
and it can't be
deraisa
for the woman hearing it.
So that's a question, because the man is going to be voicing her the kiddush. So if the man was already yotzei his deraisa, and the woman was not, so that's the question. So Ramei Arik says, that when they light Shabbos candles, the Yotzei. So what's the Shevach HaShabbos, the Shabbos candles? So I said, if you say light the Nusach Chabad, it works very good. Because the Ram says, it's not enough to be, as I just pointed out, you have to be masking Shabbos, Shivcho Shal Shabbos. So when you say Shabbos Kodesh, you're saying this day is a Halakha talk. So that's the Minhag Chabad, that the Hadlik Ne'er Shal Shabbos Kodesh. And the Minhag Sfarim, Sameh Chosan V'Kala, U'Matzli. Yeah.
And that's considered...
So you're saying
you have to make Kiddush on Shabbos, not before Shabbos. So you want to say this one...
But the Rambam says not that way.
The Rambam writes...
that there's no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos. That's the Shita. Right. Tosefes is only by Yom Kippur, Ram Shita. Yet the Ram holds you can Mekabel Shabbos early, and you can say Kiddush Al Kois. So the Shaila is how. So if you look at the Ram, Rosholdi points it out. The Ram writes a Lashon that Kiddush is on Shabbos or Samach LeShabbos.
But do I have to be Mekabel Shabbos before?
It's not possible that you have to be Mekabel Shabbos either.
Okay, that's my shaila. You have to be Mekabel Shabbos before you make Kiddush.
Shabbos, usually we assume. But according to the Shitas HaRambam, that there's no din of Tosefes Shabbos. So the Gemara says you could. You could daven early.
The nursing home shiur.
That was the shiur of the nursing home shiur. When people go to the nursing home to make kiddush for, and then they want to drive home afterwards. They make kiddush for somebody they're visiting in the nursing home, and they have kavana not to be, but they want to be motzi this person in kiddush, and then they want to drive home. So that's the shiur. When you say Mekadosh HaShabbos, is necessarily Kabbalah Shabbos? Well, no, you can have Kavana that you're not meeting Mekabel Shabbos. Because according to the Shitas HaRambam, Shabbos is no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos. So, but yet the Rambam says you can still make Kiddush Mibod Yom. So how does it work? So the answer is, Kiddush doesn't have to be on Shabbos. Kiddush is just a before Shabbos, on Shabbos or before Shabbos, you're welcoming the Shabbos Kibbalah. Just like Havdalah. You can make Havdalah Plav Mincha. You can make Havdalah at the end of Shabbos. You can't do Malacha, but you can make Havdalah. Because right, Rabbi Matzah Shabbos, Motzai Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, all those Gemaras and Brachas. Yeah. But that's what the Tzlach wants to say. If you ever, according to the Rambam, if you daven Shmoneh Esrei, if you daven any part of the tefillah before Shemoneh Esrei, you don't say tefillah min haTorah. It's a nice diak. You might think it's too nice, too sharp. You know, but why does he give a scenario? Omed v'tfilah v'niska shel balkeri, so he doesn't daven anymore. But what about, but according to Rambam, tfilah is daraisa. So the answer is because he was yotzei the daraisa already. He's omed v'tfilah, so he's omed v'tfilah means he already said kriyishma. There is a birkas kriyishma. Everyone bakasha, as he said, there are birkas kriyishma. And that's a question. Maybe the din that you have to say shevach b'kosh and hodah, maybe that's only midrabbanan and not midaraisa. And for women, and men have a chiyuv midrabbanan to say it, but maybe women only have a chiyuv to. The ikar tefillah is just b'koshes, and not even shevach for hodah, at least for the women, and maybe for men also midaraisa. Maybe for men also. But for men, the Chachamim made all the three tefillahs that we have to do. This is a chiddush. In other words, that the Magen Avraham is saying, that means that the women... This is the end. You have to start with the Shia to find out if we paskin like this, Magen Avraham. Or maybe, because this Magen Avraham says, that women, Mikir and Din, don't have to dive in the Shachris. In Chamar of nothing. We just have to say one Bakasha in the morning, and the Yotzei the Deraisa, and there's no more Derabanus. So that Magen Avraham is a big Chiddush. Not everyone agrees, so that's why we're going to come back and hear more about who disagrees with this Magen Avraham. Okay, Rabosai, good to see everybody.
Rabbi, why is it you can't say before?
Why
is it Yikatsa B'chal? Why is it like...
I can't hear you, I can't.
Why shouldn't he be mapping in Tfilah? Mr. Shemal Keri.
He's a Mal Keri, so he can't...
So why is it Yikatsa? Let him be mapping.
Maybe he shouldn't say any Dvarim Shabakadush anymore. If it's a...
Yikatsa called Bracha. Bracha makes it Tfilah. He makes every Bracha with the Shem. But he makes a short bracha. What's the chiyuv to be
matzah? Okay. We'll talk more. I can't hear so well. Okay.
Kalta.
Good to know. Good to see everybody.